come out of the metro, and I'm surprised by how much of a buzz there is here. There's really quite a lot of people, hundreds in fact. And on my right I can see a large construction of a Christmas bauble ball. It's lit up with lots of different lights, lots of colours. There's a map of Russia on it, and people inside it looking up at those lights. And to my left, where I'm walking now, there's lots of little huts with people selling things like sort of trinkets, things for the Christmas tree. They're selling food. There's Glühwein as well for people that want a little fruit and wine break. Right ahead of me, maybe about 50 metres away, there's a very tall Christmas tree, and that's been put up today, and there's lots of lights streaming off that as well. Behind that is Red Square, where the Kremlin is. But to my left, I've been told there's a very long ice slide. It's the first year it's been put up, so I'll go along and have a look at that and see what we find.
Slopes just under 80 metres long are made of huge ice blocks. Parents and their children hurtle down it on rubber rings while a crowd watches on from the sides. I stopped to speak with Anastasia, who's Russian but lives in Germany.
So what's it like for you to come back here and see this compared to where you've been living in?
It's really interesting because in Berlin this is really a tradition, and it's really interesting to see Russia like progress, because I don't remember having this market when I was younger, like when we were 12 years old. When I moved to Berlin, it was like, wow, this is so authentic, so cool. And now they have exactly the same thing right over here. And I mean, this slide, we have a similar one, but much bigger and much better. This one doesn't seem to be too much fun.
Well then, the Moscovites might have a relatively small slide, but they also have a few festival specialties up their sleeves.
My name is Stanislav.
My name is Arseniy. We are selling caviar.
It's black caviar.
The black caviar.
Is it special for this kind of year, or is it just, would you sell it?
No, it's special for this kind of event, for Christmas.
The Christmas Eve.
And the New Year.
But it's more New Year, isn't it?
For Russians, of course.
For Russians, yeah.
I turn and walk through the towering gates toward Red Square. There's a service on in a beautiful little church opposite the Kremlin. Candles flicker against the walls that were painted long ago with icons of saints. Sandwiched between the Kremlin and the famous Gum shopping centre is an ice skating rink. Over 100 slide and tumble their way round to Soviet soundtracks. I amble back through the markets and see a stall with four women bopping away inside. They're quick on the hard sell.
We've got cream for the hands, for the feet, aroma for the house. There is shower gel as well. It can be a present, and you can say you bought it right here in Moscow next to Red Square.
Well, the ladies just talked me into buying a small bottle of perfume called Red Moscow. They said I'll definitely like it, and that if I don't like it, I'll have to give it to somebody else. Got to say they did well there.
From Moscow then, smelling just a little Soviet, is Thomas Lowe for RFI, wishing you a happy Christmas and a great new year.